Well, hi there. I'm so glad you've arrived. Come on in. Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversation is always on the menu. It's been a mystery to me about where our personal interests begin. Mine have always been a little quirky. I became fascinated with the 30 Years' War of 1618 to 1648, and before I realized it, boom, I became a history nerd. So I think a lot about the arc of human history. Sometimes when I look at the current events in the world, I might try to find a larger context for it all in the many, many years of human history. And sometimes that helps. Other times, and a lot more often now, it seems that human history is just one long saga of woe and destruction and suffering. Finding hope in the midst of that can sometimes be a challenge. So, in the face of exploring what hope means, I posed a question to my friend, Nathaniel. It was a doozy of a question, I am not going to lie. But I respect Nathaniel's insight, and I really wanted to know his thoughts on the matter. And wow, I was not disappointed. So here is the pearl of wisdom that Nathaniel shared with me, here in my imaginary coffee shop. And it seems particularly valuable today, now, in this time. Because when it comes to history and humanity and the future, sometimes all we can say is, here's hoping. When you think about humanity as a whole and the arc of human history, what comes to your mind and your heart and your imagination?
I mean, talk about the big questions. Good God. humanity has done so many glorious and terrible things. And our persistence and expansion and growth as a species is so fascinating. And I think the single thing about the day and age we live in that fascinates and excites me the most is space exploration, actually.
Really?
Because it's, in a very real and tangible way, the next step for human existence. And I mean, we still have so many problems here on Earth, and I think the two things that I have conflicting in my mind are, wow, we're on the cusp of being able to reach beyond our planet for the first time. Like, we're talking seriously about bases on the moon, about going to Mars, and that's going to be just a stunning achievement for humanity. But, you know, we've been working for thousands of years on many of the same problems, on how to live in harmony with one another, on how to live sustainably on the one planet that we currently have. And humanity excites and infuriates me in turn. And it's amazing and terrible, the things that we're capable of. And I think if there's one thing that I wish humans as a species were more conscious of, it's a maintenance mindset, being able to take care of themselves, of each other, of the planet, of everything that we've been entrusted with, and to see that work as worthy alongside all of the different expansion and exploration and inventing shiny new things that we all get so excited about. And I'm certainly guilty of that too. but I wish we invested more time and money and thought into improving the stupid basic functions of society. Because I think we'd all be a lot better off if all of that was functioning more smoothly.
Yeah. I loved the phrase maintenance mindset. I confess, that's wonderfully new to me. And I'm kind of fascinated by it because it conjures in my mind the feeling that comes from mindfulness with that kind of, very calming music and, you know. But a maintenance mindset as a way of tending to, honoring of, and ensuring the lasting life of the foundations upon which we stand.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that this is not my phrase. I'm 100% sure that I'm borrowing this from somewhere that I have now forgotten, but I can't for the life of me remember. But it's something that I definitely, that resonates with me very strongly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, a butterfly is beautiful and can remarkably change our perspective on the world. But acknowledging the beauty of the butterfly and describing the beauty of the butterfly doesn't diminish from the original beauty of that unique butterfly itself.
True.
So, you know, whether you coined it or discovered it along your way, it's awesome. I love having this beautiful phrase in my head, a maintenance mindset.
Yeah,
thank you.
Anytime.
Wow. I loved the way Nathaniel phrased all of this. If there's one thing I wish human beings were more conscious of, what a great way to phrase it. To be more conscious of something. And to be more conscious of being able to take care of ourselves, each other, to take care of this planet, of everything that we've been entrusted with, and to see that work as worthy alongside all the different expansions, explorations, and inventions. Wow. Now, I'm not going to lie. I had not heard the phrase maintenance mindset before my conversation with Nathaniel, which reoriented parts of my mind, and I love it when that happens. But being me, since I'd never heard that phrase before, I did a little due diligence and typed maintenance mindset into an online search. And lordy, there are so many different methodologies and opinions. Oh, the opinions. And so many different fields to which these two words can be applied. All of these devoted to what these two words mean in whatever context. Oh, my heavens. And since these two words seem to conjure so much in the minds of people across the world, I found myself on a little thought journey, all of which began with those two words, maintenance mindset. Well, what do we wish to maintain in our life? What do we want to take care of? What do we wish to care for? And those questions can be asked with any number of interrogatory words. Who do we wish to maintain in our life? Who do we want to take care of? When do we wish to take care of it? Why do we wish to maintain that in our life? How will we take care of this? All of that led me to the answer of the question, which is, well, we need to know what really matters to us. So I was left with that. What matters to me? And that's quite a question. What matters to you? What do we care about? Who do we care about? What do we want to maintain? Man, and all of this comes from less than 5 minutes of conversation with Nathaniel. Wow! It's what I love the most about this podcast. Man. Thank you for joining me today at Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop. I'm your host, Catherine Gabriel Jones. If you're a regular at my imaginary coffee shop, thanks for coming back. It's great to have you here. If this is your first visit, here's hoping you've enjoyed your time. Leaving a review or sharing this episode with a friend can really help other people find their way to my imaginary coffee shop. And the menu is always expanding. If you're interested in having a conversation with me, or you know someone who would be really cool or enjoy a conversation with me, you can send an email to me at hereshopingpodcast@gmail.com. Music for Here's Hoping has been composed and produced by Seth Jones. Thank you, Seth. Artwork has been created by Ty Sorax and Canva. And today I'm going to leave you with a quote from my amazing kiddo, Gabe. Specifically, their explanation on the origins of iron atoms. Stay with me. This'll make sense. So here's how Gabe explained to me the origins of iron atoms. Here goes. Iron atoms were first forged in the heart of dying stars going supernova, and the only way that megafauna like humanity can evolve, to the best of our understanding, is by taking advantage of the structural integrity of iron atoms to carry oxygen. So in a very real way, we all breathe because of stars that lived and burned for millions of years and then died in a burst of light and fire that made the atoms upon which we all depend. Wow. And in that light, you are timeless. You are magnificent. You are priceless. Here's hoping that each of us can remember that. Thank you for joining me today. Take care of yourself. See you next time. Bye-bye.